How was the press conference today, Neil, in good spirits and the team in good form?
Yeah, the press conference was sparsely attended, which is always a good thing because it means there's no crisis at Leeds United at the moment. So there weren't many there, but yeah, Neil in good form. He's obviously had four wins in his last five games. He's looking forward to building on that and very much, I think, looking upwards rather than down the table now.
Yeah, it makes a change. It just shows what a few good results can do in terms of a head coach's perspective, fans' perspective, because, you know, for a long time, Leeds were looking over their shoulder. And now, as you said, they are looking up and up until last night in the top half of the table.
Yeah, knocked out by that Birmingham draw with Borough, who ironically Leeds play this weekend. Yeah, they are looking up. I think Redfern is conscious that they don't want to get, you know, dragged back in. If the results keep coming, then obviously they can look forward. He also said right at the end of the press conference, Sam, that the playoffs were not an impossibility. He said, well, ever there's a chance there, Leeds will try and win every game that they can. And yeah, it seems a long, long way away, but they've got eight games in the next 28 days. You know, if they were to win six or seven of them, then all of a sudden you never know.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the Championship, especially at this time of year. You are looking for that team that generally comes from mid-table and makes that playoff push, and as you said, there's no reason Leeds can't be that team.
Well, what they'll be looking at doing, Sam, is obviously getting as many wins as they can to completely confirm they're not going downwards in the division, and once they've done that, it's a bit of a free rein for them. I think while ever there's a fraction of a chance, I think Redfern would go for it. I think when that chance of making the top six becomes an impossibility, I think then we'll see maybe a little bit of experimentation with the team. But we're a while away from that yet, and there's still a lot to play for, and I think he's actually quite excited about that.
Speaking about the team, how are things looking ahead of Saturday injury-wise?
Good. Liam Cooper, he said, is fit and ready to return. Now, Sol Bamba had a slight hamstring problem, but he said he thought it was just tightness rather than an injury, which means he's going to have a decision to make at the back because he'll have Cooper, Belushi and Bamba all fit. So that's going to be an interesting one. Although he did make reference to the fact that the lads that are in the team have done well, so it might be that he leaves it as it is, we'll see. But other than that, they're all fit, they're all raring to go, and he's got a few selection headaches, I think.
Yeah, the squad is looking more and more competitive. How do you rate the strength in depth if we are talking about a potential playoff push? Does he have enough if they lose a couple to suspension, a couple of injuries? Obviously, Bianchi with his operation, you know, I think he can lose players at this time.
Yeah, and he said that, and he's open to that, and he knows, you know, that he could lose players at any time. But I think what he also, it depends where they were to lose them, to be honest. You know, if he lost a couple of centre-halves and all of a sudden they're struggling. You know, if he lost Morrison, for instance, I understand Chani played in the under-21s the other day, didn't impress by all accounts. So they're a bit reliant on Morrison in this 4-5-1 formation. So like any team, Sam, you know, if they lose one or two players, then they might well struggle. But they'll be looking at it at the minute, and it's amazing when you're playing well. The players that have bumps and bruises are always ready to go again the week after. When you're not doing so well, you find one or two miss out.
When is Steve Morrison going to get this goal?
He got asked to speak to the press today and he didn't want to. He said, I'll speak to him when I've scored my goal. So, well, hopefully we'll speak to you on Saturday then. And he laughed. But hopefully he's doing everything but score at the minute. He needs someone to have a shot, hit him in the guts and go in, something like that. You know, that's what he needs. But I think while he's working hard, and especially away from home, don't underestimate how important he is. He's bringing the people like Byram, who scored a couple of goals on the road. He scored at Huddersfield, he scored at Reading, he got the penalty at Bolton. He's bringing players like that in, Morrison. So whilst he's not doing it, you're getting the likes of Luke Murphy and Byram are chipping in with goals around him. So I don't think Morrison's lack of goals at the moment is as big a problem as maybe we make out. But hopefully he gets one soon and then he really will be firing.
Yeah, his all-round game is very good at the moment. But in terms of some of the young players there you just mentioned, the likes of Byron, Cook, Moa, all progressing, Luke Murphy as well has come to the fore. You know, Neil Redfern's been full of praise for these guys, but in terms of that, and you know, keep going back to this promotion push and potentially where will Leeds finish now? Can they kick on, or are they going to hover around mid-table? Or are they going to get dragged back in? Have the young lads, do you think, got enough in their tank for a busy period coming up?
Well, I asked him about that. I said, you know, do you feel you need to give him a rest? You know, there's Charlie Taylor playing at left back. There's Byron playing on the right. You've got Lewis Cook, who's an unbelievable player. And Mowat as well, who had a fantastic game the other night. And I asked him, did he worry about these players getting burned out? And he says, you look at performances, you look at them in training, and there's nothing there to say that they're dropping off, not even 1%. So I think while they're all right, he'll keep them in as long as he can, because as much as some of the older players might not want to admit it, the likes of Cook and Byram, they're essential to that team. And Charlie Taylor now, Redfern said the other day, everyone was worried when Warnock left. No one's mentioned him for the last month because Taylor's done so well. So, you know, these lads have come in and done a good job, and I think they are. They're probably the first few names he puts on the sheet. It's who he fits around them that's the problem.
Mm. Borough then on Saturday, top of the table. A real good test for Neil Redfern's side, and I suppose how far they have progressed.
Yeah, big test. But I think they got there full of confidence. Interesting now, isn't it? Because all these wins, Leeds go there with a bit of a free roll. Everyone expects top of the table Borough to get the result. No pressure on Leeds. Leeds can go and spoil the party. The way they set up, 4-5-1 away from home. Middlesbrough have to get a result. They're taught if they don't win, they'll get knocked off top. They need a result, and all the pressure's on them. I think this is a good setup for Leeds. I think they can go play the 4-5-1 formation. They're great at hitting teams on the break. They've got the break really quick. You know what? They're a big price to win again at the weekend, Leeds. I think they get a result. I don't think they'll lose, but I think they could win. Big price. I think they're about 5-6-1 at the bookies.
Interesting, especially with a busy week for Borough this week.
Yeah, well, they played Wednesday night with 10 men for over half the game. And they're playing Wednesday at 12:15. That's, you know, it's 2 days they've got to turn that around. Now, I know Neil Redfern was quick to say, look, he has left a few players out, he's trying to rotate it. But that's a big ask to play two games in 3 days. And Leeds have got to take advantage of that. They've had a full week off. Neil Redfern said they've been bouncing in training. They're ready to go. I think Leeds come out and beat them, complete a double, beat them early in the season as well, didn't they?
Score prediction?
I'm going to go for 2-1. I'm really confident. And after Eddie Gray told me not to bat Leeds against Reading, he told me not to bat. I said, they're going to win, Eddie. He said, no, I'm not having it. They're going to win. I think they win on Saturday.
There we go. Listen to Mark Wilson. Mark, thank you very much. And you can listen to Mark on Leeds United live from 11 a.m. on Saturday morning alongside Robbie Blake. And a short trip for Robbie this week. You're not going to be in the car with you?
No. I think he still wanted to lift for the last 50 yards. So pick him up on the end of the street, but make him walk the lazy zone. So
there you go. Mark Wilson and Robbie Blake live on Radio Yorkshire. Leeds United trip to Middlesbrough on Saturday from 11 a.m. Make sure you join them for the game.